is one of North Carolina's most inviting retirement centers. They have educational, occupational, and recreational programs. Senior Citizens Village, a new concept in retirement. Senior Citizens Village, 504 West Canal Street in Dunn. Phone 892-1241 for a free consultation. Family Medical Supply, home oxygen and medical equipment, located 1401 West Cumberland Street in Dunn. Our family serving your family. They carry only state-of-the-art respiratory products and provide complete training and correct use and maintenance. Self-care products, medical equipment and supplies, incontinence supplies, compression hosiery, diabetic therapeutic footwear, mastectomy products, nurses' uniforms, and much more. Family Medical Supply, 1401 West Cumberland Street in Dunn. Phone 892-3432. Our family serving your family.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to FYI. For your information, today we have Scott Lenny. He is the author of the children's book, The Amazing Foot Book. How are you doing today?
Fine. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I am a North Carolina native. I've born and raised here. Obviously, I was born and raised in the at the base of the foothills of North Carolina, around the Hickory, Lenoir, Statesville area, just at the base of Boone, in a small town called Taylorsville. That's Alexander County. Lived there until I guess I went off to a college, and but I spent a lot of my adult time on the coast. I lived in Wilmington for 15 years. Lived in Charlotte for about 5 years, and a job change brought me kind of up this way around 2008, and a marriage brought me to Johnson County and Benson in 2015.
All right, and what kind of work do you currently do?
I teach at the college level. I teach at Fayetteville Technical Community College, computers.
Okay, and what have you done in the past?
Long term, I was a law enforcement officer. I was a police officer, still am a police officer, actually part-time, but at full-time I did it for over 20 years. I was a police chief. That's the job that brought me up to on the outskirts of Raleigh in Franklin County. I was a police chief, and prior to that, I've worked retail. I've done hospitality, hotels, and stuff. And then prior to that, I was in broadcasting. Actually, I was a radio announcer for about 5 years at some small AM markets in North Carolina, and up toward the western part of the state. Probably a lot of stations you would have heard of this far down, and some of those stations are actually dark. They were bought out and shut down. So radio was a fun career, but law enforcement and now teaching pays the bills.
Oh, you had many colors.
Yeah. Well, 53 years old, so getting ready to term. I got a birthday coming up this month in August, next month.
Well, happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. So, yeah, it's kind of depressing, but
at least
I live this long. God's grace is right.
Absolutely. Well, can you tell me what got you into writing books? I mean, with all these other things that you have going on.
Well, I've always said that if I'm going to be successful, you know, I guess from a financial standpoint, it will be with the creative side of my brain. I won't make a lot of money working for someone else. I'm always creative. I've got this side of me that likes to tinker and invent things. Got the music side of me. I've got a recording studio, a home recording studio in my bedroom at home. So I like to do music when I can. Played in bands, so I have somewhat of a musical background. I don't profess to be a very strong musician, but I dabble in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then the writing, the authoring of the books. And I wanted to write the book because I do like kids, and this book does promote literacy, but it's also to help fund my son's college education. My son, who has visited me from Wilmington, he was with me on my vacation to California, which I just got back from the last few hours, like last night. And he's sitting at home with Benson listening to this before I take him back to Wilmington today, where he lives with his mother. This book is hopefully, and the ones after it, this is the first in the series, to fund part of his college education. So hopefully I'll make a little money off of them and do that. But I also want to, engage with young children and help them read, because I think when I was at the age when that book would have been useful to me, I was more of a vocabulary, a verbal person than I was, say, a mathematical person or even an artistic person. I was very strong verbally as a very young student. So I think I gravitated naturally to the
right,
writing the books and being an author.
Well, what does your son think of the book?
He likes it. I mean, he was probably 14 when I conceived it, and he just turned 16 now. So, I mean, it's just another thing Daddy's done, I guess. He doesn't do jumping jacks over it or anything.
Well, you're a good inspiration to him, so got to be.
Yeah, yeah, he was my inspiration. I think he's listed on the back in the facts about it.
Right. And how long did it take you to write the Amazing Foot book?
I started it in 2014 and probably wrote it within a couple of weeks. So writing it didn't take long. Getting it published is what took a while. So writing it probably took me, and fine-tuning it and tweaking it, I'd say a month or two. You know, that's what that includes, the tweaking. So that's the hard part because of the way the books are set up phonetically.
Right. So that was the most challenging part, you would say.
Right. Right. The rhyming, the meter, and making sure, is this word too complicated for a five-year-old? Will they be able to even pronounce it? Or, you know, so it's got to be kind of at their level, their reading level, the comprehension to be able to pronounce it if they're going to read it, unless someone's reading it to them. Yeah. And then the flow and the meter, you know, when it's like singing a song. When you sing a song, you know, in the verses, they kind of flow and they're not awkward. And this is the same way when you read passages, they need to flow. And that's what we're working on with the second book that's forthcoming.
What would you tell somebody? Maybe they're out there, maybe they have an idea and don't know where to begin, what to do. You know, okay. I imagine it can get a little frustrating.
Right, because before I found the company that I'm with, I had those same questions. And I tried to go the traditional route through a traditional publisher. But a lot of times when you approach those guys, it's best to have a literary agent already to present those books for you, because sometimes they only talk to agents. The bigger the company, the bigger the publisher, they only talk to agents, people that's got an agent. I have a friend that I went to college with. I say an acquaintance, not really too much of a friend, but an acquaintance, a classmate.
Right.
And I talked to her on the phone, and she said that she self-published her book, and she said she made about $65,000 off hers, but she said she had to promote it really heavily. So I looked into that. I got on my LinkedIn account, and I started researching publishers, and I found a company that's local. And I self-published my book. Self-publishing is a way to go if you want a guarantee to get your book published. Now, when you go with a big company, say like J.K. Rowling, she does the Rowling, she does the Harry Potters and all that stuff. She doesn't pay to get her books published.
She doesn't need one now.
Yeah, right. But somebody like me, when I self-publish, I'm paying. I'm paying to get the book published. It's money coming out of my pocket. It's going to be published. And I mean, you have the book in front of you. It looks like any book that you would see in a Barnes & Noble or Amazon or anywhere else. It's professionally done, professionally illustrated. But I paid for that. But it guarantees that you get it done. So if you've got the money, you know, you can be it published. It's just, you know, you can do it yourself, or you can, it's like trying to get a record deal or something, or getting signed to a special force team. You got to have somebody representing you to approach those bigger companies.
Either way you go, you can't be scared. You just got to step out and
right,
go.
Right, right, right. You got to be assertive. They're not going to come looking for you, at least not early on.
Right. Now, what process did you employ in getting your book published, and how did you find your publisher?
Okay, yeah. So I did a search on LinkedIn, and I did a search for self-publishing in North Carolina, and came up with a handful of people, and there was two. And there was two companies I reached out to, and one was in Clayton called Right Way Publishing. I emailed the owner, president there, Kevin Snyder, and we exchanged some emails. I sent him a copy of the manuscript. He requested it. He liked it. He said, we can certainly help you publish it. And we had to do some legal stuff, paperwork, because I own copyrights to all the images and everything in that book. And then there was a fee for the illustrations, and because it was professionally illustrated. And I settled on Right Way because it was really the rapport and the conversations that I developed with Mr. Snyder early on compared to the other guy. I'm not saying the other company was bad, but, you know, you just have a feeling. I think, you know, who's a better fit? And Right Way was the best fit out of all the people that I spoke with. So self-publishing for me was the way to go, because I had tried. When you send your manuscript to a traditional publisher, you're not going to get it back. They keep it.
Right.
And you may get a response or not, whether or not they're going to accept it to be published, you know. So a lot of time, and I got a few denials, and I sent it to some children's book publishers.
So don't get discouraged, right?
Absolutely not. Don't be discouraged, because you will get some rejections if you do it that way.
You know, so, I was going to ask you to, you touched on a little bit. When you're choosing a publisher, what are you looking for, and are there specific questions you need to have handy for them?
Well, you want to look for how they're going to support you as far as distribution. So with my publications with this company, they guarantee that I'll be distributed through, like, they're the ones that set up my Amazon accounts and got the book on Amazon. They did all that for me. They track my sales. They give me tips on promotion and self-promoting myself as an author and building my brand and my image. You want to find a publisher that's going to do those sorts of things for you, and Right Way does that, obviously.
You know, I think a lot of people get on, because it's really easy now to get on Amazon, to get on Kindle. But if you're just putting your book up there and you forget about it, it's probably not going to do very much.
Yeah, no, Right Way's always constantly contacting us authors and giving us tips and offering us assistance with promotion and publication. It's not paid. I mean, we don't have to pay for that. That's free. We're part of that Right Way family. So.
Okay. All right. And so what other hobbies do you enjoy? Do you have time for other hobbies?
I do. I do. I teach, so I'm a 10-month employee, so I've been out of work since full-time since toward the end of May, but I teach a couple of classes as on contract just to have money coming in during the summer. But I like doing things like writing, doing my music, and just trying to think of ways to become an entrepreneur. And if nothing else, I am a TV junkie. I mean, thank goodness the new season of Game of Thrones is on.
You could be a movie critic.
Yeah, I could do that. So I watch. The perfect job for me probably would be getting paid to sit down and watch television or go to the movies. Be a movie critic, like you said. Yeah. I love movies. Me and my son haven't seen the new Spider-Man that's out yet.
I told him we'd do that
today, either when I take him back to Wilmington or before we go. But we've got to see Spider-Man. We're probably the only Americans besides the three of us haven't seen it yet. So we got to get there.
So I was going to ask, maybe where do you see yourself in 10 years? Have you thought about maybe doing a publishing company of your own once you learn the ropes?
This is a side thing. I don't know. I actually have an earned PhD, so mm-hmm. I'm working on, and I publish under my middle name. The Medicine Foot book and the books that will come after is under my middle name of Scott. My first name is actually Jeffrey. And I'm publishing now. I just got a second paper published in a scholarly research journal. So I publish my scholarly stuff under my name of Jeff, my first name of Jeffrey, these books for profit under Scott. So I'm hoping to eventually get a job at a four-year university teaching somewhere. And a colleague of mine who's finishing up his doctoral program at the school I graduated at, we started together but didn't finish together. That's the way it is when you get a doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
When we're going to do a research company together, we're going to go into research and get grants to do research and have like a research firm. It's kind of the same thing, but it can be profitable, and it can, you know, it serves the community of science and everything. So I do have some plans like that. So I don't intend to be going back and arresting people and stuff like I used to do, probably.
Right.
You know, that's getting dangerous and really bad out there. You know, every day
it
I see
is,
things.
Yes.
And so being a police officer was rewarding. I did that for a lot of years. It was fun, but it's changed so much in the time I've been out, just like radio has. Me and you were going mm-hmm. over the studio and the equipment. And
it's amazing how far it's come, isn't it?
If you don't keep up, you get left behind.
Pretty much, yeah. You've had a lot of accomplishments, Scott. Now, what do you think is your most significant personal accomplishment to this date? What are you most proud of?
I think besides becoming a father, which, you know, because I really love my son, he's my only one, probably completing the PhD, because statistically, a lot of people that attempt that never get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I forget exactly what it is. Maybe it's like 1% of the people that you meet will hold one, you know, because they're so hard to get, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was very time-consuming, very, at times, traumatizing, and I'll be paying for it for the rest of my life, you know, a lot
right.
of money. So, but that was an amazing feat. I've done a few things, you know, that other people have aspired to do. You know, I was a police chief. A lot of people will be in police work their whole career and never rise to the rank of a agency head. You know, I've, you know, got a first degree black belt in martial arts. You know, I've done things that demonstrate perseverance. You've got to hang in there, you know, and get it done. So you know, the PhD was another one, the police chief thing. So, and there's probably a couple more that I'm missing, but I think those are the things that I'm most proud of, being dad and being a scholar.
What if somebody's out there listening to that? Well, it's too late for me. You know, maybe I can't do that. It's too late. Is it ever too late?
No, absolutely not. You look every day on the news and you see people of all different ages accomplishing things that, you know, they might have done in their youth or much sooner. It's never too late. People may tell you it's never too late. I had someone tell me, if you're going to do your PhD, don't do it after 50. You're just kidding yourself. Well, of course you could do it after 50, you know. It's not undoable. It's not unachievable. You can do it.
As you're looking at it, you still got about 20 more years you got to work. You might as well enjoy it.
Right. So, it's never too late. It's never too late, you know. If you got a bucket list, check it off. You know, California was on my bucket list. I just got back from that 10-day vacation. So, there's probably a few more things. My wife, she's from Turkey, so... She's an international traveler, and I just got my passport. She wants to shackle me and drag me all over the world. So,
oh, sounds like a tough life.
Yeah. So there's places definitely I want to see, some places I might want to see with caution, some places I might want to steer clear of.
But right.
She has kind of encouraged me to do some things a little bit beyond what I would have normally done on my own. So I'm grateful to her for that. I love her to death for that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, Scott. We're going to hear from our sponsors, Senior Citizens Village and Family Medical Supply, and we'll be right back.
Senior Citizens Village, located 504 West Canal Street in Dunn, is one of North Carolina's most inviting retirement centers. They have educational, occupational, and recreational programs. Senior Citizens Village, a new concept in retirement. Senior Citizens Village, 504 West Canal Street in Dunn. Phone 892-1241 for a free consultation. Family Medical Supply, home oxygen and medical equipment, located 1401 West Cumberland Street in Dunn. Our family serving your family. They carry only state-of-the-art respiratory products and provide complete training and correct use and maintenance. Self-care products, medical equipment and supplies, incontinence supplies, compression hosiery, diabetic therapeutic footwear, mastectomy products, nurses' uniforms, and much more. Family Medical Supply, 1401 West Cumberland Street in Dunn. Phone 892-3432. Our family serving your family.
And welcome back to FYI. With us today, we have Scott Laney. He is the author of the children's book, The Amazing Foot Book. Scott, how successful has The Amazing Foot Book been so far as regard to sales?
I think I've sold approaching maybe 300 copies of it. It's been out a little less than a year.
It's
doing pretty good. I've been promoting it pretty heavy. I think this is the second radio interview I've done. I'm a pretty big deal back home in Alexander County, I think. Wow. So, but some newspaper press and some book signings and things. But I've also developed a website to help me promote it. But it's done pretty well, I think. And they tell you, segueing back to a question you asked, your first book, you don't really see a lot of financial dividends. That's like priming the well.
Right.
Priming the well. This book is the first in a series. So my publisher always tells me, you don't really start seeing the money start rolling until about the third book.
Okay.
So if you're going to write a book, you might want to consider having some follow-up titles to come in behind it. You want to build up your name as an author. So, oh, this author's got another book coming out. You know, I won't see it. Who is that romance novelist that writes all those romance novels?
Nicolas Cage, maybe?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, but Sparks.
Yeah, anybody you could think of, when they come out with a new book, they're a brand. People know. You know, they don't have to really, all they have to do is say, I got a new book out, and people will buy it.
Yep,
so you want to have some follow-up titles because once you developed yourself as a brand and people you got a following, people will buy your books.
So I take it it's been pretty well received by the public.
It's been pretty well received. It's got 5-star reviews on Amazon.com where it's available, and everybody that reads it, you know, gives me the same reaction. It's a very cute, adorable book. My kids love it. They read it every night before they go to bed, and they especially like the way it rhymes and things. So.
Scott, how does it feel to be a published author? You ever look back and say, I did that?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal because some authors are like rock stars and big celebrities. Some of them are really, really famous. I don't know if I'll ever be there or not, especially writing children's books. But it's a good accomplishment when you, especially the feedback that you get from the book and how much they adore it and how much they look forward to reading the next one. And so, I mean, I've signed autographs. Every book that I give out, people want it signed. Is my signature worth anything? I'm thinking to myself right now, I'm not dead, so.
Hopefully not.
I'm breathing and taking in oxygen, you know, and stuff. So, but people want my autograph, and so it's kind of a great feeling. It's a good feeling to be an author.
I was going to ask you, what was that first autograph like when they said, hey, can I have your autograph? You're like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of like, why? I said, really? And I even recently I do that. Mm-hmm. Do you mind signing it for me? I've given away quite a few copies, and that's your complimentary copy, obviously, to keep. I don't think that one's signed.
No, it's not signed. We'll have to get it signed before you leave.
But I said, oh, you want to sign it? Okay. I just sign it. I don't even think about it. Don't know. Yeah. I always carry a pen. You know, so, but my wife insists on it. Well, my wife is a manager at a Jack's Grill on Highway 50.
Oh, okay.
And she sold a lot of them there, and she always makes me sign every copy that she sells for her customers. So,
have you got any more book signings coming up?
No, none planned. Right now, I'm concentrating on the second book, trying to get it out, and it's supposed to come out in the fall, finances allowing. So, Okay. So they're all written on my computer in my studio at home. There's like 6 of those books already written. They're ready to go. I'll release them in sequence. They've got to be edited and stuff, and I go over that with my editor. Right now, we're going back and forth. The second book's titled The Mason Skin They're In, and that book's about feet. This one will be about different animal coverings, fur, feathers, you know, scales, mm-hmm. things like that. So we're still working on the rhyme and the meter and getting the wording right. And then after that, there'll be another one about eyes and so forth and so on. And then the series will branch away from animals and other things.
You know, it's been a really cute book for, you know, schools, maybe churches. And if somebody was wanting a copy of your book, where can they find it at?
They can go to Amazon.com and order it there. And if you order from Amazon, I would appreciate if you reviewed it. Reviews help, you know, it makes people more aware of the book.
Mm-hmm.
They could also go to ScottLinney.com, ScottLinney, ScottLinney.com. I have a website there, and contact me directly through the website, and I can get books to you, especially if you want to order in bulk. I've sold to school systems, Head Start programs,
right,
and things like that, Children for Literacy, those orgs, Partnership for Children is what I meant,
right,
those groups I've sold to them.
Well, that's nice.
And if you buy in bulk, I'll discount. But it's available through, if you see me on the street, recognize me. I usually have a copy too in my car. You go to Jack's, my wife will have a copy in with her. So, but yeah, online, my website, or through me directly.
All right. And do you want to say any more thing about Right Way Publishing Company?
Yes. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. That's a shame because they're in Clayton. I don't get to Clayton much. But they're in Clayton, and they're very good folks to work with, Lee Heinrich and Kevin Schneider. The two that I deal with the most. Kevin deals more with bringing people in and getting and then Ms. Heinrich works with the editing of the book and everything, the graphics. She's the one that will get the illustrations done, set you up with an illustrator, and then when it's done, Mr. Schneider gets it uploaded to Amazon.com and helps you with promotion and mm-hmm. and marketing and all that stuff. So they're kind of a tag team, Batman and Robin type, you know, trio. And they're very personal, good people. Kevin actually lives in Carolina Beach, if I'm not mistaken, but his business is up here, and I'm not sure how often he's up here, if he works remote, but Lee's local, I believe. Lee's always around, and I think the station has my business card. You can Google mm-hmm. Right Way Publishing, or you could contact me, and I could put you in touch with them. If you're an aspiring publisher and you want to get published, Right Way will help you, and they're local. They're right here in Johnston County. And I mean, you see the book, it's professional. It could be on the bookshelf mm-hmm. in any
you
major
bookstore.
You've
never known it was a first-time book.
Right.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about, you know, what to do to others who wanted to publish a book, where to start. But what about they've already got their manuscript done? Where do we start? Where do we go
yeah,
from there?
Yeah, you got to send it in to somebody, and then you got to pick. Do you want to try to do it the traditional route? You want to send it to a traditional publisher? Or, and if you do, you might consider getting a literary agent. And I don't know how difficult that is. That may be difficult. You probably end up getting an agent once you're a successful publisher, like J.K. Rowling. She has an agent probably that represents her. Agents get a cut. They get a part of the pie. Or you could self-publish. Find a self-publisher. You'll come up out of pocket. It cost me about $2,600 to publish that book. How many pages is that book? About 23 pages?
I believe so.
Yeah, yep. Very, because it's a child's book. So, you know, the illustrations is mostly what I paid for. So it was a mixture of bank funds and a little bit of a 401k, a dormant 401k account that I had that I pulled from. You know, so, and I'm making sales, you know, and part of the sales that I, the money I get from sales goes to buying new books that I sell or helping pay for the cost of publishing the next book.
So if you can break even on your first book, you're doing pretty good.
Yes, and I'm probably at least break even if I don't lose a little bit, which will help me at tax time because I have owed the IRS every year for the last 5 years. I haven't seen a refund, and I don't know when.
No, I hear you. Well, maybe you'll get one this year. Well,
yeah, so that's a business
expense.
Maybe
make enough money you don't need a refund.
Right. Everything I do at my home on my computer is related to that book. When I go, it's a business related expense that I can deduct. You know, so.
Has there been any one significant after effect resulting from the publication of the book that you find interesting or you're especially proud of?
I like the feedback that I get telling me how well the book is put together and how much the children love it. That's what, because I haven't had one bad piece of feedback on that book. It was my first pass, my first try, and I think it was a home run. We hit it out of the park with that one. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you see a movie and it's great, then the sequel comes out and it's not so great.
Yeah, you're
I'm hoping that the second one is well received as that one. And
well,
the ones afterwards.
How did you come up with the title and stuff, The Amazing Foot Book? What just got you?
You know, and I didn't realize until I think it was the guy that interviewed me for the newspaper in Dunn that Dr. Seuss came out with a book called The Foot Book. I didn't realize it. I've never read that book, or if I read it as a child, I didn't remember it. But there's no, and because the book rhymes, there's no trying to imitate Dr. Seuss there by any.
No, that's not it.
Even in the title, I wanted the title catchy and clever. So, The Amazing Foot Book, I thought, because look at all the feet there. And what they do. Aren't they amazing? And the things that they do. So, The Amazing Foot Book, it's a book about feet. Not only animal feet, but talks about how our feet make us mobile as humans. And that's how I came up with the title. So, the titles are meant to be cute and catchy and clever, hopefully. So, you know, so I think I've got like The Amazing Skin They're In that's coming up next, The Amazing Animal Eyes. They'll all have that probably amazing word in there, and it's because it's a series. The books will look similar in appearance. So that's how it happened. So sometimes we have to discuss titles, you know, me and Miss Heinrich, you know, if we don't agree on titles, she'll let me know. And I'm very easy to work with. I accept feedback. I accept constructive feedback. She'll tell you.
And I work with her, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. She's the one. They've sold more books than I have, her and Kevin. So they know. So I'm going to listen to their guidance, and I should be successful.
That's right. Is there anything else that you would like to add before you leave? Maybe one thing you would like the listeners to take away from this interview?
You know, especially Benson. I just left one of the largest cities in America, San Francisco, San Diego. We're in Benson. We don't have a lot of resources here, right? We have to reach out. If you're in downtown San Francisco, San Diego, you probably drive downtown and find a major publisher,
right,
a bookstore publisher, a record company if you're an artist and you want to get your music recorded. But here in rural North Carolina, we don't have that. You need to get connected. Get on the internet. Use the computer and use these resources to get connected. And there's people out there that can guide you and help you to do whatever it is you need to do. Google is a wonderful tool. I always tell people there's nothing that you can't find out if you Google it. I teach computers at the college level. I tell my students in my classes, if you've got some type of error message you're getting on your computer, you're not the first one to get it. Someone else has got that error, received that error, and they have posted a way to fix it.
Right.
What to do? Google it. Get online. Search for it. Search for the answer. Search for a research. Search for a company in North Carolina, someone close to you that can help you with what you're doing. I'm available if you want to get in touch with me through my website, scottlenny.com. You can send me a personal email. I will address it there. It'll go to one of my Yahoo or Gmail accounts if you email me through the website, and I'll see it, and I'll get in touch with you.
Well, Scott, we wish you all the best in everything you do, especially this book. They're awesome, so you know, we wish you the best. Well,
thank you so much. Thank you for having me today.
And hopefully you can come back and give us an update later on when you get your new book out.
Be glad to. Be glad to.
All right. Scott Leaney, the author of the children's book, The Amazing Foot Book. FYI brought to you by Senior Citizens Village and Family Medical Supply.
Senior Citizens Village, located 504 West Canal Street in Dunn, is one of North Carolina's